are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. You know, it's kind of interesting. You have people that say, okay, tell me what to put in my body. All right, everybody's talking about Greek yogurt. That's got to be the latest thing. And, you know, you wonder if it's just somebody that comes out there, blogs something, you know, just to improve sales. And everybody's been kind of jumping on this whole Greek yogurt thing. Now, to me, I did that too. I actually lost some weight on the Greek yogurt, but I had to stop because it didn't taste good. And I just kind of found myself loading it up with sugar and crap and yeah. So I decided that really wouldn't work. But, you know, what do you do when you really want to lose the weight? When you want to, I guess, you know, keep yourself healthy and you're hearing all these fads and everybody's calling something the miracle diet or whatever, you know, it's like the slow and steady wins the race. I had this patient and it really kind of hit home. I've been her doctor now for a long time and she is a very, very, very nice patient, but she's been overweight for years. Tried every diet. Well, I finally see her after about a year and a half, and she is slim, right? She got herself down to 140 pounds, lost about 40 pounds since I saw her last. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, okay, you know, how did you do it? And she's like, I just had to finally give in and do it right. I had to eat right, eat food I didn't like, and I just had to do it right. So when I get asked, and I get emails all the time, Dahlia, how do I, you know, how do you do it? How do you, you know, please, what's the best diet out there? Is it Atkins? Is it Nutrisystem? Is it whatever? It's just doing things right. Just like quitting smoking. The best way to quit smoking is just to quit. It's not the easiest. It's not the most fun. But the most successful people that quit, just quit. You know, a lot of you guys are vaping. You know, I have a staff member. She's only, I think, 22. And she says she's been vaping now for a while to get off cigarettes. And I'm kind of shocked that, you know, she's even hooked on smoking. Unless, again, vaping is now a very, very, I guess, in vogue thing to do. So everybody likes to kind of hold on to their vape. By the way, I see these little vape cigarette thingies. I got to tell you something. They remind me of in the 50s. Remember in the 50s you would have these very fancy long cigarette holders that looked all sexy, right? You would just sit there and you would puff on a long cigarette holder so you didn't have to hold your cigarette. You would hold the little plastic thing or whatever the hell they were made of. That's what these vapes, these e-cigs look like. They're long. They look smooth and slick. They're kind of cool. Yeah, I was talking about how I like the feel of it. You could kind of roll it in your hands and feel. I mean, it's kind of cool. So, you know, I get the attraction. But, you know, do I have a group of patients who say they quit because they vaped? Only a couple. I have a lot of people vaping. All right. So, you know, still, the jury's not out yet. But, you know, the people who have told me they were able to quit long term and stuck to it were the ones that just quit. Okay, you know, same thing with, you know, alcohol. They had to be dry sober. They couldn't, you know, just slowly wean off, even though you got to be really careful with alcohol. You can't just stop. You know, you can't just do that. You can't just stop cold turkey because you could seize. But same thing with diet. So, you know, the problem is a lot of us like food. How do you start disliking food? Now, my husband lost a lot of weight. And you'll notice on my website at drdahlia.com, I got a little website click on how he lost the weight and his website. And my husband has dieted for years, and it just didn't work. Why? He likes to eat. So he's come up with a diet that he's very comfortable with. It's not his diet. It's another doctor's diet. And he's losing the weight. He's keeping the weight. But, yeah, for dinner every now and then, he wants his ribs. He wants a steak. And so I noticed for me the give and take works. You know, I don't want you to yo-yo. Right? But there are some things we just have to say, no, I'm not going to have. I'm not going to have chocolate cake. I'm not going to have soda. You know, I'm not going to eat rices. I've had to really stay away from rices. Now, I love rice. I really, really do. I love rice. But I've had to stay away from it. You know, you just, because rice to me, I always gain. So, you know, you make some decisions, but then you make sure you have splurge fun days. Not splurge. And the funny thing is those of you that really diet right, if you really, really diet right, you notice even on your splurge day, you don't overdo it. Your body is so satisfied with the sweet that you end up only taking a little. I never used to understand watching my mom. She'd eat one small piece of chocolate cake. I'm like, how do you just eat one forkful and not the whole thing? Well, because when you're really in that mindset, when you're, you know, psychologically psyched for that, it's really easy. You almost feel guilty. It feels like enough. You feel full. And so the feeling full is something that we've talked about, how to feel full. We've talked about vegetables and nuts and things like that. You know, but if you think you're dieting, sometimes that's worse. You almost need to go at this is the way we eat. There are certain things you just don't put in your mouth. I don't put potato chips in my mouth. Now, I love them, especially those Pringles. I could eat a whole case, a whole tin, bin of Pringles. But it just, if I see chips, I don't grab it. Like, you know, you'll go to like a lunch, I'll speak somewhere and then they'll have like a box lunch and it has the chips. I just don't eat the chips. Just don't grab the soda. Don't grab the cookie. There are just some things when you look at a table, a lot of us look at a table or a buffet and we go, okay, I just don't grab the vegetables. No, that's not it. Okay? You gotta change your mindset. You grab the vegetables, you grab the fruit, you grab the meat, and just do that mindset, all right? And then maybe every once in a while you can have a chip, but you got to be careful, okay? It's like, you know, being an alcoholic and having that little sip of alcohol. You could unfortunately, you could unfortunately reverse a lot of the headway that you made. But anyway, so I see this in Fox News. They're talking about Greek yogurt versus regular yogurt. I guess somebody asked Dr. Manny. And Greek yogurt has more protein than regular yogurt, which could make you feel more full, but there's still a lot of sugar and there still could be a lot of fat. So, you know, Greek yogurt is supposed to have less sugar and more protein. But just make sure you check the labels. Also the sodium. Sodium can make you hungry too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, they say a 2-year-old boy is a hero after using FaceTime to save his mother when she was unfortunately gravely injured. Apparently, according to a report from KGUN, Laura Toon, the mom, was trying to break up a fight between a foster dog she had been caring for and one of her own dogs. The foster dog bit part of her middle finger almost completely off. She could not dial 911 herself. Her hands were too bloody to make the call. That's right. Have you ever tried to make a phone call with your iPhone when your hands are wet? You can't do it. For some reason, wet fingers, it just doesn't work. Anyway, so she begged her daughters to call 911, and they're four, and they were afraid to touch the phone because it was covered with blood. She's from Tucson, Arizona. So then she kept losing a lot of blood, started to lose consciousness. Now her 2-year-old son decides to come into the room. He's like, well, you know, what's going on, Mom? And he has a dish towel from the kitchen. He wipes off some of the blood of his mom's phone, and he uses FaceTime. FaceTime is a video chat app, okay? Now, I guess he called the mom's friend, Connie Guerrero. She says, all I could see is his little forehead, and I said, hi, Bentley, and it was quiet, and I could hear Laura screaming. So then she called, the friend called 911. Little Bentley unlocked the door to let the firefighters into the house. And the Miss Tune told KGUN she was very thankful for her little hero and has since, doesn't that make you cry? And since taught all of her children how to dial 911. This will be reported by Fox News. Now, isn't this a nice story? What a good boy. I could just give those boys kisses. Now, of course, what we're getting is a very truncated, non-detailed description of the scene. We are not getting the, oh, mom, this is so gross. There is no way I'm mom, no. Ah, I can't handle that. You know, you wonder if the daughters were screaming and going, oh, no way, this is too gross. I can't do it. And the son is like, attack with this. I got this handled. You know, and you don't know if the mom said, bring me a towel and wipe it off. Bring me a towel. And now, you wonder why the mom couldn't run and wipe. I mean, what I'm kind of confused about is what about the other hand? You know, I understand she had to probably stop the bleeding and she was in shock. So I get that. But I would just do with the other hand. I would probably stick the finger in between my legs, right? Do compression that way. I mean, like by your knees and then stop it, people. And then I would, call, yeah, I don't know how you would do that. But anyway, yeah, teaching your kids how to call 911, how to operate your phone. See, many of us don't have actual telephones and phone lines in our house. We don't. Remember, every room had to have a telephone, and you would, now we don't even pay for phone service. All we have is our cell phone. So that's kind of scary, right? And so what you need to do is you need to train your kids and train your family what to do. What if there's no cell service and they can't call anybody? How do they get a hold of a neighbor? Okay? Do you guys have a computer program where you could email dad or something and it'll make a beep? I mean, you know, the whole family's got to be involved and has to be prepared. I know my husband ignores my emails for a week, but maybe this is something we all need to sit down and plan. You know, I told you when my kids were younger, I would pretend, you know, and they knew I was pretending. I would fall down, pretend that I was down for the count, and they had to find my cell phone and call 911. I taught them how to do that. Okay? You know, and of course, one was trying to steal my money. You know, one was smacking me on the butt. And I'm like, come on, guys, this is serious. But they know if mommy's down, you call 911. Just like you wouldn't even think twice. When somebody was in my house, and not that we ever did drills, but somebody is in my house at 2 a.m, I guard the kids' room in front of the stairs with a shotgun. Tell them to get out. Very calm, cool, collected. You just know what to do. Somebody was on a plane. He passed out. Line in the middle of first class. Tell everybody to calm down, and you start performing the CPR. And you just, I mean, being calm, having a plan. Now, that's the other thing, too. When I've taught you guys CPR and I've taught you guys techniques and things to do, you know, one of the first things you do is you call 911. Or as a doctor, I assign somebody to call the 911 right there in front of me and keep the phone on speaker so that they know what I'm doing. And I could tell them what I'm doing as we're doing it and let them know if there's any changes. And so, you know, I assign somebody the 911 phone call because you want to make sure you have an extra pair of hands. You know, if you're alone, you just got to make the call, throw it on speaker next to you if you need to, in case they need to talk you through it. As a doctor, usually I call 911 and then I hang up. No, not because I think I know it all. It's because, you know, sometimes, you know, I just need to concentrate, and they're like, okay, you got it. The ambulance is coming. You know, they'll be there in a minute or two or whatever. But the first thing you have to do is calm everybody down. About a week ago, there was a kid that looked like he snapped his neck on the lacrosse field. Now, being the doctor in the stands, I don't always run out on the field every time a kid is down. But when I saw them try to lift this kid up and the kid, you know, falls back down, I'm like, okay, let's not do this. Don't move him. And I run out there and I check to see. Now, he's frustrated. He can't move his neck. He's in pain. He's cold. It was cold outside. He was starting to feel numb. Pretty, pretty scary. People freaking out. So my husband was there too. He calls 911. I calm him down, and we just calm him down to the point where, thank God he was okay. It was just a bad muscle strain. But calming down, as long as, you know, you don't have to be doing any sort of emergent type of work, is an extremely important asset and aspect of your emergency care. So, and you need to calm down everybody else. I can't handle a family member crying in the background, okay, which is a lot of times why we remove the family member. Because it is. It's very difficult to see your loved one who was just talking to you now down for the count. Very difficult to see. So sometimes we do say, you know, do you want to stay or walk them out? And a lot of people will walk them out. All right. But it's all about being calm. My husband's a diver. And he says you cannot freak out. When something's going wrong underneath the water, you need to be calm, cool, collected. Now, for me, I don't know if I could do that. I could be calm and cool, collected when I'm breathing air, right, on God's great earth. I do not know how calm I could be if I think I'm running out of oxygen. I don't hold my breath well. Okay, I don't. Okay, I have to talk. And so if I can't talk it through, I'm in trouble. So I'm really worried about underwater. But other than that, calm, cool, collected works. So pretty nice. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say just 1.5 hours of TV a day may disrupt kids' sleep. They say kids who watch as little as 1.5 hours a day of TV may get less sleep than those who don't watch as much television. Really? Duh. They say as overall TV watching increases, essential sleep time declines. The study for more than 1,700 youngsters found. They say television could modify the level of sleep in young children. Well, we know that. And, you know, if you watch the TV shows, wow. Okay, I mean, Gilligan's Island you thought was colorful. Remember how colorful we thought Gilligan's Island was because there was a whole red shirt and a whole blue shirt? And you just wondered why they always had plenty of shirts, right, of that same color. And we thought that was kind of bright. I Dream of Jeannie. Yeah, there was a blush pink, not too bright. Okay, but now, I mean, oh my gosh, everything, it's like Candy Crush bright. And I really think there's retina stimulation that you just can't turn off. Now, they say, please stop using televisions as babysitters, and a lot of us do it. You know, I come home tired. My kids say they're doing the homework. When they're done with their homework, I ask if they want to hang out with me, you know, whatever. They say, no, I'm going to go into my room, watch some YouTube videos, and I make sure, you know, I could listen to them. The door is open, and I see what they're listening to. And I got to admit, I kick back, you know, and relax because they're occupied. Nah, not the right way to parent. Okay, but, you know, I tried to get them to play Monopoly, do some Scrabble, Battleship. They do it for a week, but then it's all about... Now, this is interesting. My son, one of his homework assignments, my older son, says he has to come up with a Facebook account. I really don't get this assignment. He has to friend his teacher, and then he has to send his teacher stuff on Facebook that has to do with the assignment. Now, of course, he could have, you know... giving me the wrong account of what the assignment is. And then he does watch, I guess there's CNN Kids News. He has to usually watch something like that and write a report. So homework now these days are incorporating computers and incorporating Facebook, etc. We just can't get away from it. But are we developing a society of kids who can't sleep and future insomniacs? Yes, we are. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Tuning in. Sorry, I was eating a snack, so you guys could hear my snack. Sorry about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the reason why I say that is because I don't want to lie. I don't want to pretend like I sound something like I'm not. Okay, if I sound like I'm eating, I'm eating. And, you know, if any of you were elephants, you guys would probably be really, really smart and be able to figure that out. They say elephants can distinguish human voices by race, gender, and ethnicity. I gotta tell you, elephants are smart. A recent article in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal found that elephants can distinguish human voices by their race, their gender, and even ethnicity. I guess African elephants who live in Amboseli National Park in Kenya, I apologize for the pronunciation, these are the elephants studied. And they share land with the Maasai people, but also battle each other at times for land, cattle, and water. Sometimes a Maasai man will spear an elephant after an elephant attacks a member of the Maasai. So elephants learn to listen for their voices for their own safety. That's cool. During a two-year experiment, researchers at Colorado State University recorded Kenyan villagers the phrase, "Look, look over there, a group of elephants coming." Now, the villagers had a mixture of men, women, young and old. They also were from two different tribal groups, the Maasai and the Kamba. I remember my kid did a project on Kenya, and we were learning about the Maasai and Kamba. They said when the elephants heard the voices of the Maasai men and young female elephants heard young Maasai boys, they huddled together and protected their calves and sniffed the air for a human scent. They took those actions after sensing danger, which they possibly would from Maasai men hunting them. However, when they heard Kamba men, they didn't have the same reaction. They also were non, they didn't have a problem when they heard female voices, because women are not likely to hunt elephants in the East African nation. It's usually men of maybe the Maasai tribe. So the fact that they could figure that out, I mean, to me, that's a good study. I don't care how many elephants they use. If they don't freak out when they hear a Kamba versus a Maasai gentleman, that's pretty cool. And they could also tell a lady. Now, we know animals can make that distinction, okay? Because my animals know when it's me talking and when it's my husband talking, okay? Because when they hear my husband, they usually start to run because they associate my husband with the dogs. Yet when they hear me, they run towards because they want food. And I'm the one that feeds them. So they know. So if I'm like coming up the stairs, you know, they know. Also, I make a sound when I come up the stairs. I do, you know, because my knees, also my heels crack. So you hear the cracking and the snapping, the snap, crackle, pop. So I think animals are pretty smart. They really know their stuff. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going into allergy season, and I'm going to be on a local Fox 5 News tonight talking about, I'll be in studio, so you guys check it out, talking about, allergies as we're coming into allergy season. And, we usually look at this being a very, very bad time for our asthmatics, but a study has come out saying don't forget about September, because September appears to be the peak now for asthma, especially children with asthma going back to school. Researchers found that the rates of asthma flares were twice as high in that month as they were in August. Not surprisingly, according to drugs.com, the study also found a more than twofold higher rate of prescriptions for asthma rescue inhalers in September compared to August. Now, I understand once kids go back to school, they either start feeling sick, or they start to get winded, or, I don't know, they're running around, and their tongues are sticking out of their faces, you know, like we all do. Parents are happy. You know, maybe when the kids are home, and they're not doing much, I mean, you should be doing a lot during the summer. I don't know what it is, okay? Because, I mean, where I live, September can be still pretty hot like August, okay? Even though August, the first week or two of August, oh, it's so hot. But the weather changing could also be a trigger. So, for those of you that really want to see the results of this study, all right, they were released online March 10th and will be published in the April print issue of Pediatrics. Now, remember what asthma is. Asthma is a chronic disease of the airways. It causes inflammation that makes breathing difficult. So, there could be certain environmental triggers like pollen, which is why the spring is usually the worst time. But they're saying that they're seeing more flares in September. Is it mold, dust mites, the change to cold weather? More exercise? Is it tobacco smoke? Are they picking up stuff? Now, in the current study, Israeli researchers hope to better identify when asthma tends to worsen during the year, Tofield, so that parents and physicians might be better prepared to prevent these flare-ups. So they looked at health data from more than 900,000 Israeli children between the ages of 2 and 15. From that group, nearly 9% have been diagnosed with asthma. So anyway, just to make a long story short, September was the peak, which is what we talked about. So the reason I'm telling you all this is many of you guys bring your kids in for their school physical. And when you do that, a lot of times what you do is you say, oh, don't forget to, refill my kids' inhalers. Okay? And sometimes you guys will do the school physical, the sports physical in July. Well, if the kid is not having severe, symptoms, just an albuterol inhaler isn't always the proper way to go. okay? I mean, keep in mind, albuterol, all albuterol does is open up the airways. It's a sympathomimetic that opens up the airways. So let's say you're running track or you're running from a bad guy or something like that, okay? You need the airways nice and open so you could breathe. Pretty cool stuff, right? Okay, but it doesn't do anything for the inflammation. Remember, asthma is due to inflammation. So inflammation, bronchial dilator won't help with that. So you need something that's either steroid based or a leukotriene antagonist, something like that. So a lot of parents and doctors make the mistake of seeing patients when they're healthy, just giving them some albuterol and then not protecting them when they're starting to come into the school in fall season. So I urge everybody to please, please, please make sure you have your asthma checked every season. Okay? I would just every season get it checked. Then you'll know where you're at. You'll know if you need to go on something. I know some of you are like, steroids. Dr. Dolly's pushing the steroids. I'm not pushing the steroids. I'm pushing for something that could actually help protect you and decrease the inflammation. Honestly, people, you know, so many people accuse me of being over pharmaceutical, and I'm not. Okay, I just want to. I am over, let's avoid the hospital-ceutical. That's what I am. All right, we need to avoid the hospital. And an asthmatic attack with a kid. Any of you guys have had a kid with asthma? It sucks. You guys can't sleep at night. And why can't you sleep at night? Because you're freaked out that your kids can't breathe. When your kid can't breathe, it is some scary stuff. So, you know, it's just an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. See? I know my sayings. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so this is an interesting study. Let's talk about this one here. A man survives 25 years with a donor heart. This is interesting. This was implanted in his chest 25 years ago. And according to Dr. Stephen Boyce, surgical director of the Heart Failure and Heart Transplantation Program at MedStar Heart Institute, he says his body and his heart has become one. That is so cool. His transplant took place February 1st, 1989. That's the year I graduated high school. He says, we don't know why. It's very unusual when the body accepts a new organ. But apparently he's 50 years old and is among the longest surviving heart transplant recipient on record. No issues of rejection episodes. I mean, damn, they really got it right. He does still take anti-rejection medication, as many transplants have to, but he's had very few problems with that. He's only 50 years old. You know, I don't really know what could have happened to him when he was younger, why he needed the heart. I'm trying to think. Well, but anyway, so guys, you know, I think he had Marfan syndrome, and it caused heart problems, causes aneurysms, etc. All right, pretty cool stuff. Bravo, doctors. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, I was trying to, you know how bad that is? I had like a little, oh my gosh, that's bad. I had a little piece of chocolate cake, right? And I ate it with my fingers, so I got some chocolate under my nails. So you know, you're like, that's trying to get, yeah, so I was eating the piece of chocolate under the nail. Sorry, and I didn't think I would get caught doing it. But I know what time this is. Finger looking good. You know what? I needed some comfort food today. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I needed some comfort food today. All right, it's allergies. You know, yeah, I had this horrible cold and this ear infection, so I can't even hear myself when I do my show, which is why I probably sound a lot louder than I usually do because I can't hear myself. I'm like, huh? So, you know, now we're coming into allergies, and I got seasonal allergies, and these blow. So, but that's okay. I got an interview later today on Fox 5 that I got to do. And, of course, my nose always runs whenever I go on the set. My nose starts to run, but that's good. So I'll sit there with my Kleenex, and, you know, you do what you got to do. All right, so we got flower buds and blooming trees. I saw in Vegas, and I'm not used to seeing it, I think cherry blossom. There's all these trees with these beautiful, like, pinkish-white, like, little flowers or leaves or trees. And, I mean, if those are cherry blossoms, I've seen them in Washington. I haven't seen them here. So that's pretty cool. All right, so anyway, a lot of us, because of the grasses and because of the weeds, you know, we're sneezing, we're congested, runny nose, itchy eyes, you know. And so a lot of people are like, well, let's just put in the artificial flowers and the fake grass, et cetera. Well, MayoClinic.org has a lot of real nice, tips on how to reduce your exposure to allergies. Even though I've said all this before, it's really nice and well delineated and, you know, free of anything I would lisp when I say. So I'm going to just read this list because it's important, okay? So, number one, if you want to reduce your allergies, what do? You don't go outside. You stay locked up indoors in front of the TV playing video games, all right? Now, remember, you know, going outside, you're going to start to, it stinks because, you know, the fall is my favorite season because the weather kind of mimics the spring, but you don't have the allergies. When I go outside, I am sneezing and a sneezing. You know, I got things to see and people to do. I can't be, you know, bogged down with a runny nose. And remember, I'm a doctor. You are not allowed to excrete any bodily fluids while you're in the presence of a patient. So I have to make sure I don't giggle, you know, and pee when I giggle. I have to make sure I don't have boogers coming out. It's just that's what's expected of me. Waiting tables, it was so hard when my nose was running. Because, you know, how do you wipe your nose on your sleeve when you got plates up and down your arm? So anyway, they say stay indoors. The best time to go outside is after a good rain. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it rains, you know, once every, I don't know, bicentennial. Anyway, then they say if you're going to delegate lawn mowing, weed pulling, all right, and other gardening chores, give it to somebody else, right? Don't do it yourself because it stirs up allergies. Then remove clothes you've worn outside. You may also want to shower to rinse pollen from your skin and hair. Remember I told you guys last year, you come home, you start to strip, right? Because otherwise you're taking the, don't just jump into bed and read your phone email because now you got the pollen on your hair on your pillowcase. So wash off the pollen because it's all over the place. If you're going to dry your laundry outside, you got to be careful because pollen will stick to wet sheets and towels. If you're doing outside chores, wear a dust mask. Now I know a lot of you guys are going to be thinking, oh, my neighbors are going to make fun of me. Who cares? It's more embarrassing to sneeze and pee on yourself, trust me on that one, than it is to wear a dust mask. Okay, now, what should you do when pollen counts are high? Well, always check your local TV or radio station, local newspaper. Many of you guys want me to give you pollen counts. I mean, how many counties listen to this show? That would be kind of impossible. All right, so just check your local TV or local radio station. If high pollen counts are forecasted, start taking allergy medications before your symptoms start. So like for those of you that take Allegra or Claritin or Zyrtec or Zizal, those medications are good. All right, but you need to probably take them within 12 hours, okay? Yet your nasal corticosteroids, those are like your Flonase, Beconase, Nasonex, your nasal corticus, Rhinocort, I apologize if I'm missing any. Those, I'm not picking favorites. Those you really need to start kicking in within a couple weeks. A couple weeks to start kicking in. Close the doors and windows at night or any other time when pollen counts are high. Again, this is the time of year when I finally get to air out the house. This really sucks. Avoid outdoor activity in the early morning. Pollen counts are highest in the early morning. Remember I told you how mosquitoes are very frisky? You know, in the morning, that's when they want to have sex, and that's when they bite a lot. you know, when it's kind of dawn and then you get a lot of mosquito bites. Apparently, there's a lot of friskiness that happens when we're asleep. Now, living in Vegas, you know, having done graveyard shift and whatever, I actually get to see what happens, right, at about 4 or 5 in the morning. You could hear the, you know, boom, boom music. It is a pretty romantic scene with these plants. So, just check out. Now, if you're in your house, in your car, rather than opening up the windows, they say use air conditioning. They say if you have forced air heating or air conditioning in your house, you want to make sure that you're cleaning the filters out. Use dehumidifier to keep the indoor air dry so you don't get molds, right? Use a portable HEPA filter, right? The high efficiency particulate air HEPA filter. Put those in every bedroom. I know they're expensive. I know we only have one. And then clean. I go, all right, everybody sleep in here. This is where the HEPA filter is.
But I want one in my room, Mom.
Clean floors with a vacuum cleaner that also has a HEPA filter. Okay, you guys have your stuff to do. Now, I know there's always somebody out there going, well, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you talk to us about some natural herbal things you could do and why only the pharmaceuticals? Because I don't know much about the natural herbal things. Now, WebMD, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I dig natural medicine, complementary medicine, alternative medicine. I think that stuff is cool. I just don't know much about it. Okay, so just because I'm quiet doesn't mean I dislike it. Now, a lot of people, if they don't know something, they dislike it, you know. But no, in this particular case, I think this stuff is cool. I just don't know what the hell to do with it. So, for example, they say there's something called butter burr. Now, butter burr, and not butter butt, butter burr is like the singular, like a leukotriene inhibitor. It works as a leukotriene inhibitor and blocks some chemicals that trigger swelling in nasal passages. Apparently, an extract of butterbur root is just as effective as using Zyrtec and Allegra. But, and it doesn't cause sleepiness like Benadryl does. So, non-sedated. I can't tell you to go and get this. I guess if you eat it raw, it's dangerous. And I guess you need UPA-free. I don't know much about butterbur, but that's out there. Then there's something called quercetin. Now, this is in wine and many fruits and vegetables, and it works as a mast cell stabilizer. How many of you notice that if you drink, you don't seem to have as many allergies? Okay? Because quercetin is like the herbal equivalent of chromalone sodium. And we use chromalin, sodium chromalin, basically we use for our asthma patients because it's a mast cell stabilizer. Mast cells cause a lot of the inflammation. Then there's something called stinging nettle, which I guess has carotene, vitamin K, and quercetin against stinging nettle. Then bromelain, that also reduces nasal swelling, they say. This is according to WebMD. Then there's something called phleum pratens. I am sorry if I'm mispronouncing these things. They sound cool. And I guess those also are supposed to help some pollen allergy symptoms, including eye irritation. Then there's Tinospora cordifolia. I know that sounds like a sex act, but it's not. It's an herbal tablet from India, and it reduces allergy symptoms like sneezing, itching, nasal discharge. Then there's combination allergy supplements that have combos, right? I guess it has elderflower, sorrel, cowslip. If I slipped at anything from a cow, I don't know if I'm going to want to ingest it. It's called cowslip, verbena, and gentian root. All right, there's grapeseed extract, cat's claw, echinacea. And you know what? It's much easier to go to the pharmaceuticals. All right, guys, don't go away more, Dr. Dahlia.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.